Chapter 46. It was spring when Ron heard back on that district supervisor's job he had sent in his resume for and then forgot. 3 months later, he was called for an interview. When he got the letter, he was at first dismissive, but it was not a form letter. Dr. Tuck, the outstanding nature of your work with curriculum and scheduling, added to your background in English, and including your recent building management, makes you an ideal candidate for the opening that we have. Please call to arrange an interview at our mutual convenience in my offices. Sandy Hums, Assistant Superintendent of Schools, Middle Hills Regional School District. Celeste was silent, and it was so hard for her to be quiet. She did not want to influence him. She desperately wanted him to stop being a vice principal. It was making him crazy in a way that she had not seen. She was living with a cop who did not know what it was like to be off duty sometimes. It was better when he could start getting outside, but the winter had been hard on them both. Celeste had been unceremoniously drop-kicked across the street, and as much as it had stung at first, she was starting to like it. She was away from the entire painful position where, to both to her delight and sadness, she had done fine work, but most often with those about to die. She knew it had changed her. Celeste smiled to herself. There sure had been some changes. Nursing school till now. She was beginning to see this one as a good step. She no longer had to help people die. She no longer had to be intimate with their deaths. That had changed her, and she saw that. She needed to be ready for something else. Like Ron, though, Celeste was also a city person. She understood what had happened and knew what was behind it. She had no intention of forgetting. Dwayne was struggling in a way which was becoming uncomfortable for her. She felt herself distancing slowly, giving some space now that the immediate grief had settled in. Yes, Celeste could accept and even welcome those changes, but Ron needed a change too. "I think you should take the new job. I really hate you being a narc." Angel was not even attempting to hide her sentiments. Ron looked down at Keats. He had grown so much over the winter, and he was showing real signs of growing more. His paws were big and the pads under them were soft. Ron loved to lay on the floor with Keats and rub hands and paws, hands and faces, paws and faces. Celeste loved watching them and loved the effect those moments had on both of them. It seemed that Keats began to anticipate them and would be gloomy if they did not come. They just seemed to calm Ron down in the connection. "It's only an interview," said Ron. Celeste met his gaze evenly. "Look at me." Ron did. He looked full into her face. "If you want this job, the only way that it doesn't happen is if you decide that for one reason or another," she paused, "I don't know. You have security where you are, but I think we'll be okay either way." "I want to go to Salem, Massachusetts," announced Angel. "Why?" said Ron. He had zero idea where this was coming from. It's a cool place. I might like to live there. Angel followed her announcement with her departure out to the barn.